All right, I guess we're ready to go. We have to make sure we have everything turned on and ready. So I'd like to welcome you out to our board meeting tonight. What a great sight it is to see you all right before our Thanksgiving holiday. So welcome to board meeting. Today is November 26th. We are at the district office. It's 5:02. Those present are board members Lynn Hobbs, Connie Morgan, Ann Gary, Jim Blair, Christy Cooley, our superintendent, Marshall Garrett, our executive secretary, Stacey Hunter, as well as members of our staff and our community and our press. So thank you again for all being here. And students, we have students here tonight too, so that's awesome. Welcome. We are going to start off with our Pledge of Allegiance led by board member Jim Blair.
Please read your Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Board Member Blair. All right, and we have a special treat tonight. We are so excited. We have three students from our middle school who, I understand, have a remarkable talent for the Gettysburg Address. And so, since we're going to be celebrating that, we are happy to kick that off with the three of you here. And are you under the direction of Mrs. Painter or... Okay, so that, tell me your last name again. Ponce, that's right. They are here with their teachers from the school, Mrs. Ponce and Mrs. Painter. So we're going to have them come up. And do you want to go one at a time? Oh, all together? All right, we have here, and I told them I was going to try very hard to say their names. I'll say their name, and then they can come up and say their name, and we'll see if it's the same. We have Edodo Paota. See, she's laughing. Robbie? See, look at them all laughing at me. I don't even know English very well. Clay. I got that last night, right? Name on that one, Clay. Okay, so these three girls are going to come up and say their real names. Come on.
Say their names correctly.
Say their names correctly. Thank you, Anne. All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Okay, say your name first. Say your name.
My name is Tapato Ravi. I come from Thailand, and I live here about 5 years.
My name is Nai Clay. I came from Burma. I've been here for 4 years.
My name is Edoro Kawita. I'm from Thailand. I've been here for 5 years.
Wow, go ahead.
We are going to recite the Gettysburg Address.
The Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated cannot endure. We are amidst on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here give their life that that nation may live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggle here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little know nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us the living rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from this honored day we take increased devotion to that cause for which they give the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that this day shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people by the people for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I think that deserves another round of applause. What a delightful thing it is to have students come and to be able to recite that. That makes me want to go home and memorize that myself. I think I know some of it, but not the entirety. So thank you so much for coming, and we look forward to seeing such bright students in the future as you come to board meetings. So, and welcome to being here for such a long time. That's fantastic. So thank you again for coming. And you're welcome to stay the entire board meeting, or you can maybe bribe one of these people to take you for an ice cream cone.
Thank you.
All right. We are now, we'll have public comment, and we welcome Joanne Williams to come and give us public comment. And just come up to the mic, please, if you'll just state your name and your address, and just so that you know, you have 3 minutes to speak.
Okay. Thank you. I am Joanne Williams, 1147 North Wasatch Drive, Logan, Utah. And I just have a question. I've been reading on social media about Common Core and many things that are quite disturbing, such as, the math, they can add two numbers together and get the wrong number and still be right, or in spelling, they don't have to spell it quite correctly and still get it right, or things in our history have been changed, just kind of disturbing things. And so I just would like you to enlighten me as to, are these just... in your experience, have you with Common Core, are those just things people are making up, or what's happening?
Perfect. Thank you. We'll go ahead and address that. Okay. Yeah. Marshall?
What I'll do is I'll give you a couple of minute time for just for this, but I would be more than happy to sit down with you and share with you a lot more. In my 35 years of education, I have never seen standards that are as high or rigorous as what the new Utah core standards in language arts and in mathematics are. It is not a situation where you're going to be getting four numbers and come up with different numbers each time. It is focused on the learning of math and number sense and not just learning algorithms. And that's the difference. There's a lot. It's not necessarily right or wrong answers in a lot of areas because they're asking about the process of how to get there. In our language arts, it is as rigorous or more. You're talking about from the time from kindergarten through 12th grade, they will be having approximately a year and a half more worth of work to do and standards to be able to achieve than what is under our former Common Core. In terms of language, the social studies, that's an interesting comment because social studies is not part of the what is considered the Common Core. The Utah Core is in language arts, reading, and mathematics. Now, part of the literacy Common Core has components to be able to use in other subject areas, but it is not, there's no change in terms of the expectations. The Utah Core for social studies still stands, and it will stand until revision. And it is also a fairly strong and rigorous one that has been in place for quite a few years. But if you don't mind, we will get in touch with you after the holiday break, and I'd love to sit down with you and answer your questions and walk you through. And if you have anything more in specifics, I'd love to be able to work with you.
Perfect. Thank you very much. All right. We are so excited because now begins the first many, many recognitions for our staff. And I always love recognitions and being able to honor those employees that work for us. We're going to start with Adams Elementary. And
I will do it.
We're going to have Marshall. Normally it would be... John Taggart, but he's sick, so Marshall's going to take over.
John called with apologies, but he didn't think that spreading the flu would be advantageous to any of us right before a holiday. We'd like to have, if Rachel Hall is here, Is she not here? Well, let me read to you. She is the Adams Elementary Volunteer of the Year. Rachel does so much to keep all the art days for the whole school enjoyable and fun for the students. She keeps three bulletin boards up to date each month with student and teacher of the month information. Rachel is always helpful in there and there when anyone is needed. Thank you, Rachel, for all your work you put to keep Adams running smoothly. So if we can give her a round of applause, we'll get her a certificate. Nancy Kroll, is she here? We're not batting very well today, are we?
Well, Okay,
and I apologize because they had known about it earlier, so I apologize on that. But Nancy, we'll still give her accolades. Nancy is a delightful person to have in the library. The kids are enthusiastic when it is time to go to the library. I have found Nancy very flexible to work with, and she is a great asset when planning lessons. So if we can give Nancy a round of applause. Jen, come on up. One out of three. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't get the email until... I got home today at 4:45, and I
went
to
the
field.
Oh, whoa.
You did really well. I wasn't sure if you have a ticket or something we have to answer.
I was very clever.
Let me read to you some excerpts of the nomination for Jen as the Teacher of the Year from Adams Elementary School. Jen's students, she is the ESL teacher, by the way, at Adams. Jen's students begin ESL classes sooner than any other ESL program in the district. Her students excel and exit the ESL program faster than any other ESL program in the district. She collaborates and coordinates her lesson plans and activities around the curriculum maps of grade-level teachers. She is in classrooms as well as giving instruction in guided reading and in math camps. Although she seems to do a lot of behind-the-work scenes, she has a powerful effect on the success of students at Adams Elementary School. Jen is an excellent example of going the extra mile. Not only does she help every child meet their potential in her class, she is always helping make the school a better place through her talents. She teaches free yoga to the teachers after school twice a week. She also does free knitting classes, which if you've never seen her knitting, it's awesome. Which I'm assuming that this, yes, okay. And shares pieces of her quilt work with the faculty. She uses some of her time to help the other grades with math camp, which the kids love. She makes games that are educational and engaging. And bottom line is, we love having her visit our class. Jen Green, we're so proud of, and thank you so much for all you've done.
And the Logan City School Board honors Jen Green as Adams Elementary Teacher of the Year for the 2013-2014 school year, and we congratulate you for being recognized for this excellent service, and thank you for your dedication to the city, to the children in Logan City. Congratulations.
And on behalf of the Board of Education as well as the Foundation Board, we'd like to present you with a check as well as a gift certificate for dinner.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And we hate to assume, but did you bring any family with you?
No, there was no
time. So you have family at Smithfield, and Tom, thank you for sacrificing you for the night.
Thank you.
We'll now turn the time over to Woodruff Elementary School.
Jen, I want to know when the knitting class is.
And the yoga. We could use some
yoga. Yoga's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's why I was home so late today because I was teaching yoga.
This is a great opportunity to be able to recognize great individuals. We all know that in order for a school to be successful, it takes incredible individuals in each of those spots they're working in, doing what the best thing they can for kids. And we get to recognize three of those individuals tonight from Woodruff Elementary, so this is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun to do this process. Those of us who get to be involved in looking at all the papers, we do the electronic part, and Stacy sends that over to us. We also continued a paper version this year and had a big stack of those, and we get to read through those, and it's a lot of fun to see what teachers say and what parents say and what kids say about the people they work with. And it's always a difficult decision to narrow it down to three people to recognize at, for each year. So let's go ahead. First of all, can I have Art Rivers come on up, please? We're recognizing Art at Woodruff, but I don't know if there's a school in our elementary school in the valley in our district who doesn't recognize Art. He's done a lot of volunteering throughout the city. He's not just at Woodruff this year. So we appreciate what he's done. Let me share a few things with you about Art. Art is a foster grandparent volunteer. He's been volunteering in elementary school since 1999. Is that correct? It's a long time. Let me share with you a few of the quotes that were given about Art. He is always willing to do anything to help anyone out. He truly loves the kids he works with. He can work with the most struggling kid and help them improve. Art is very dependable. He loves to be in schools working with kids. Art brings his very calm demeanor to work, which helps students relax who may be having a tough day. I had a few of these also stuck on my desk today. I want to share a few of these with you. This one comes from a teacher. I began working with Mr. Rivers last year. He came into my classroom and dedicated every minute to helping my struggling students with skills they were lacking. He also took the time to get to know each of the students. Each student enjoyed working with him. He kept track of each skill he worked on and the progress each student made as a teacher. Now I have two that come from kids. These are full-day kindergarten kids. And they wrote it themselves. And so this is, okay? This is a very complex sentence, but very powerful. Mr. Rivers, he is nice. I love that. Here's another one. Full-day kindergarten kids. He is fun, and he helps me with math. So congratulations and to Art Rivers as our Volunteer of the Year at Woodruff.
And I have known Art for a long time. We met at Hillcrest years ago, and I too echo the amazing words from his faculty and staff and students about how great he is, and I appreciate all you do for our school. And we'd just like to recognize you as the Volunteer of the Year for Woodruff Elementary and congratulate you for the dedication to the children of the district. You're awesome, Art.
And on behalf of the Logan Board, as well as the Foundation Board, we'd like to present you with this check and a gift certificate to go out to Cafe Sabor. Do you have any family or friends that you would like to recognize?
Well, one of my granddaughters is here.
Oh.
More
candy.
Thank you for your hard work. I'm a teacher. I work hard.
For our next individual, our classified employee of the year, I have not seen her come in. I know this is my fault. When I first introduced this to staff, I think a week or two ago, I told them 6 o'clock. And I've been trying to clarify that. Matter of fact, I thought I'd clarify that this morning, but she's not here. It's Karen DeGasser. If you don't know Karen, I'm hoping she walks in. And if she comes in the middle of a board meeting at 6, you can
we'll
stand up and honor her at that point. Karen, I've got to know Karen very well. She and I both came to Woodruff at about the same time, about 18 years ago. And Karen is one of our original crew from our Title I crew from all throughout that time. She has been incredible at Woodruff Elementary. She always does everything that she's asked with perfection. Kids know her. She's an individual, and I tell her over and over again, I said, you know what? I know you don't have your certification, but you need to get into a classroom. She could step into a classroom right now and do as incredible a job as, you know, all of our teachers at the school. She has that great of experience working with kids. But let me share a few things that, two things that were written about her. Karen has worked at Woodruff for years. She gives her all each and every day. She has been assigned to many different tasks and is always dedicated and happy in getting the job done. She has taught and influenced so many students over the years. The second one, she is a longtime Woodruff employee, outstanding team member, truly dependable. does everything asked of her with an incredible level of skill. She could step in and easily be a full-time classroom teacher if she had the right teacher certification. She has helped in every classroom from kindergarten to fifth grade to the library. So she's been all over the building. So congratulations to Karen. So when we see her, we'll tell her congratulations.
And we have a certificate for her as well. We'll wait to see if she shows up.
Well, I'll be glad to take it.
Well, I'll take
the
money.
Yes, we know
you would.
All right. Casey, can you come on up? This is another great privilege. I have the opportunity of working with Casey as a teacher on a fourth grade team at Woodruff Elementary, and I have to tell you, I know what her team talks about when you talk about somebody you're trying to keep up with, right? She is just incredible at always doing. I don't think she sits still for a moment. I'm not quite sure. We'll have to ask her kids what it's like at home, Brandon. But she's always, just always looking for the next best thing to be helping kids all the time. She's concerned about every single one. And I learned this from working with her as a classroom teacher, and I've learned this when working with her over the last years. Casey is a fifth grade teacher and has been in the district for 11 years. She was teaching and then took some time off and went out to New York, and she called me up one day on the phone. I was out on the playground as principal, and she said, I don't even know what time of year. It was kind of in about this time of year, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. About this time of year, she called me up and said, hey, I'm going to be moving back. Do you have a job? And I said, do I have a job? We'll find a job somewhere. And something just happened to open up in the middle of the year, and Casey came in and joined us and has been here ever since. She is an amazing teacher. Her students have excelled every year, and these are some quotes from students and parents and teachers. She was always looking for new ways to help her students succeed. In her 4 years as team leader, she has had to train four new teachers and has still maintained her own class. And I have to tell you, those teachers who work with Casey come out incredible, great teachers, because she teaches them very well and does it by example. You know, going to her class and working with her. This is from, I think, from a parent. She is an outstanding teacher whose students love her, A++++. She always goes the extra mile to help students and colleagues alike. She is very helpful and does so much for the school. I think these next two are from kids. I think Miss Yore should be Teacher of the Year because every single day in her class we laugh, have fun, and learn in a super fun way. Super is bolded. I picked Miss Yore because she makes math easier for the class. Miss Yore is really nice because I know that she cares about me. She is my favorite teacher because she helps me a lot with reading and math. Miss Yore is an amazing fifth grade teacher that is pretty, funny, and nice. She is a really good teacher that makes everything easy to learn. Another student, so congratulations to Casey.
And the Board of Education recognizes Casey Year as Woodruff Elementary Teacher of the Year, and we congratulate you for this award, and thank you for your excellent dedication to the students of the district.
And as the others, you get a certificate and a check. Thank you so much for everything you do for our kids. You have family you'd like to hear.
All my Woodruff family is here. They are definitely my family for most of the summer and most of the year. So, Woodruff, thank you for all coming. And my kids are also here, and then Scott is here with me today. So.
And those kids go to Woodruff.
Yes.
Thank you. I love those comments.
Could we have Todd Cottle please come up? No, he is not. We have finished the Teacher of the Year, but we have one other recognition we'd like to give tonight. For the last 3.5 years, the Board of Education has been working towards looking at what their buildings need to be and what we needed to do in order to provide for the next generation. In that process, we have some great volunteers from parents to help and assist us. As we got to the determination that we were going to be going out for a bond election, we had one of those parents who stood forward to offer his services to help and assist us on the Vote Yes campaign. Within the law, there are some very specific things that a school board can do and a superintendent can do, but it's a little more open when it comes to the positive side for parents and for volunteers. Todd was that person who came forward, and he diligently worked for upwards of the last 8 months, actually more than that, 11 months, because we started in January is when we made started to have the final discussions, and he came up actually before the board had passed to look at how we could positively get information out and get people so that they would know what the needs were and be able to see that this was a yes vote. With that, the board also chose to go out for an additional funding source, which is the voted levy, and he took that project upon himself as well. So not only was he looking at the bond election, he was also looking at the voted levy. We passed the bond 58% to 42%, which is strong. It is amazingly strong, and especially within the difficult financial situations that all of us are in at this point. The levy also passed. It was a little closer, 51 to 49. But a lot of that is due to the hard work and effort of Todd, and we'd like to recognize him tonight for that. So first we have two different presentations. Christy will do one, and then I'll do the other.
And we are grateful to Todd, the Board of Education, and we are grateful for his hard work and effort on passing the bond and voted levy. We couldn't really have done it without him, so thank you so much. We are very grateful that we have a strong parent support group in this district, and we are very grateful that you were able to rally the troops and to take upon yourself to do that. So thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
We would also like to present you with this picture, which is one that was commissioned by our foundation, and it's the Knowledge with Mark Twain, and again, it shares thanks to you for your hard work and effort on behalf of the bond and the levy. So
So my whole family is here, actually. My wife, Kathleen, who teaches at the high school. Cameron attends Hillcrest. Tove attends Logan High School. And Coulter graduated Logan High School. So it's a family of Logan. And I'll just, the one thing I would add to this whole, you know, as this whole thing wraps up, and when I was on the radio with Marshall, I just really believe that the Logan School District, Logan High School, is its own kind of cool. We have our own things. We do things a little bit different. We do them better. And that's why I'm engaged. So.
His dad is like bleeding red and gold, right?
Yeah,
Now is the depressing time of our board meeting because everyone gets up and leaves. It's so sad. We think we should do recognitions at the end so everyone has to stay. But it's okay. We'll excuse you just this once. All right. Now we're going to go to our informational. We have reports tonight, which are also very exciting. First one is our PTA Association, which is President Jennifer Bishop. She is unable to be here because she has a very bad case of food poisoning. So she will not be with us tonight. So I will excuse her. Our next will be our Logan Education Support Professionals, and I know Elsa is here, so Elsa. Come on down.
Okay, I'll gotta lower this for shrimpies. I'm feeling lonely. My other cohort's on here. I think the best... Nothing against you guys, but I think the best part of the board meeting is the recognizing students and the teachers and the support personnel and the volunteers and what a great job they do for our district and the work and the pride that they take in their jobs and what they do. I think that's awesome. Just want to thank you guys for the recognition that was provided for all the education support I can't remember what we're called.
Education support professionals.
Professionals. Way to go, Elsa. I think it was really cool, at least at the middle school, it was really cool, because every time you get a gift of some kind or you're carrying something, the kids are like, where'd you get that? How come I didn't get one? You know, and it was great to explain to them why that person received it and stuff, and so they thought that was really cool, you know, so we really appreciate that. And we started our IBB meetings, and we're excited about that, and it's kind of cool to be asked, what do you guys want to look at? And then we're sitting there going, oh, that's right. Okay, let's see, what do we want to look at? You know, and to find either limited things and to find that there's more in common with all three associations and what we want to look at doing. So appreciate your help and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Elsa. We appreciate all your work with the education support professionals. And thank you also for arranging our opening ceremony today with the students that did the Gettysburg Did I say that right? Yeah, Gettysburg Address.
Well, okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes, you're awesome, so thank you. All right, we have the Logan Education Association, President Alma Brown. I do not see him. I don't see a representative on his behalf. And our District Administrators Association is President Eric Markworth, who also had a conflict. He is at Utah State attending meetings there, so he will not be here tonight either. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. All right, we'll have our consent calendar. And I need a motion, board members, if you would please, for to take off the personnel actions as a separate item.
I'd like to move that we take personnel and move it to a separate action item.
A second.
All right. Motion's made by Ann Geary, seconded by Connie Morgan to move personnel as a separate action item. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Now I would like to have a motion to accept the consent calendar, which would be action on minutes dated October 22nd, November 12th, and November 19th, expenditures and receipts, extra pay for extra services for licensed personnel, homeschool applications, school land trust revisions, GED proposal to waive the 100 fee one time for GED completers, Cache Valley Specialty Hospital amended agreement regarding LHS athletic trainer, and the Utah consolidated application.
I'd so move.
Motion's been made by Lynn Hobbs.
Second.
Seconded by Jim Blair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. And now we're going to discuss our next action item, which would be action on personnel. Marshall.
Since the materials that went out to you on Friday, today we held an emergency closed session this morning. Zane Wilson-Newman, who you see is not here today, has taken a job as the business administrator in the Ogden City School District, and he was down there tonight to meet with the board and to receive that that position. He has tendered his resignation as of January the 6th, 2014. We have had him for the last 5.5 years. He's been an outstanding business administrator, has allowed, during the time in the 5.5 years, we've had some very, very challenging situation, and his expertise has allowed us to come out of it in a much stronger position, and appreciate the work that he has done. And we are going to miss him tremendously. We will be starting that process of looking for his successor, and we'll be working on that later on in this meeting, and our hope and intent that we will be able to have someone new on board no later than March 1st, 2014.
And that's not a very easy motion for us to make, as that's it's been a very trying day for all of us, I think, but we're going to pick up our bootstraps and move on, and we feel like that we'll...
And we do wish him well.
And we do wish him well and know that...
Does that mean we get new boots?
We get new boots, yes. Okay. We're going to get new boots. You have to pay for your own boots, but you get new boots. But we're grateful for Zane and for his work here, and know that we'll be okay, and we look forward to his service, and we'll still be able to rub shoulders with him and our other activities. So I need a motion to accept the personnel action items, which includes the resignation letter received by Business Administrator Zane Wilson-Hume.
I would move adoption of the personnel.
I second that.
Okay, motion's made by Ann, seconded by Jim. All in favor?
Aye.
Do we have any comments? I apologize for not asking for comments prior.
We're just kind of missing.
Yep. I think we kind of expressed them to him this afternoon. So.
And let him know that he's done some amazing things, and we understand the opportunity to move on to a district twice our size and to be closer to his aging parents and children.
Yeah. So we're excited for the future. The future is always bright, and we're going to look for the rainbow over the clouds, so we'll get there. Next item is our discussion item, which is F, which is discussion on our vision statement. James Blair.
Okay, you have page, whatever page that is, 118.
After, we have about 10 blank, well, six blank pages with personnel, which is really interesting.
I noticed that today. And
we had less reading to do than we thought, so it was nice.
I don't have anything. Somehow in that.
There's no attached.
Okay. Yeah, this is on page 118.
That way, so you need to get in through this way so you can look at my stuff.
How do I get in?
With the materials that we have here for draft three, we've also identified some reading material. I hope that you had a chance to go through, because as you are looking at the approval of this, you are looking at the definition of professional learning community. And we want to make sure that everyone has a clarity of purpose of what that would mean, because that does give directions to staff to be able to do some things at a different level in some respects than what we have had, and a much more focused level. So with that, Jim, do you want to go through
those individual items?
Have you all read? Okay, let me read through it and let's see if you've got some suggestions again. Logan City School District believes the most promising strategy for achieving its mission is for the district to function as a professional learning community. Now, when we say that, that means the district. That would include the board. That would include staff members. That would include people who are in the support services, as well as faculty and administrators. So we're really trying to stress the point that professional learning communities is a district vision, not just a teacher vision.
Or a school vision.
The district envisions a school system where the board, administration, teachers, and staff follow tracks. We've identified tracks to mean training to ensure teachers and administrators are highly qualified experts. That refers back to our actual goals that we wrote earlier in our belief statements. So if we want to see how that fully reads, so you read that. Resources provided to reach and challenge every student. Achievement expectations are high, and world-class opportunities are provided to all students. Communication is open, and parents and community are involved in decision-making. Safety provided in a caring, orderly, positive environment. And that's the statement we have at present.
The only thing that I think it's fantastic. I love that we started with a dream many, many years ago at a meeting, and we've gotten to this far. It's been a long journey, but we've gotten here. The only thing that I wonder about is number three, the A, achievement expectations. Is the only two combination wordage that I'm struggling with.
Anybody else feel that way?
No.
It's the expectations, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
If we made it trees or something like that, but if we're trying to do it, that it makes a word so it comes to mind, and that really is about expectations, I guess we could do
and
achievement, opportunities,
are provided in a world-class way and
we do
expectations are high.
Can we do achievements and expectations?
We talked about that, you know, when we had our discussion. I remember your concern at that time, you know, when we had our work session.
Achievement and expectations are high would work.
That's just the
my only, but then it's achievement and expectations.
Well, truly, they are two different
expectations. Okay, but expectations for what? Expectations are for that achievement will be high. That's what our expectations are. Mm-hmm. We talked about what's awkward about it is that we are using training, resources, achievement, communication, and safety because those are the five issues that we need to address in our mission statement. And so the fact that we wanted to do TRAC, we knew that one, that the statements, you know, and we all worked hard on those trying to make them so that they were readable and not awkward. And that's the one that doesn't seem to flow as smoothly as some of the others, but I don't know any way to change it personally.
You've got to have what expectations are in it.
Well, yeah. And the problem is we also want to make it as short as conceivably possible.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you explain it, you end up going into a longer and longer sentence. So
if the sentence should really read that our expectations for achievements are high.
If we were writing it as a sentence, or we just write it as a statement.
Mm-hmm. I personally think it says exactly what we want.
Yeah.
It does. Maybe Annie Oakley. I just think it says exactly what do we want? Their achievements that they do. This is what we expect out of them. I think it's concise and thinks it's good.
Well, and I know years and years ago, and I've shared this before, we had some who felt like the expectation should be different in part of our district and different in another part of our district. And truly, this is saying our expectations for achievement are high throughout the district, and we don't allow poverty or where you live or anything else to change those high expectations. And so to me, it does. If I were going to get picky, which I'm not quite sure.
You're not.
No, of course not.
But we can't.
It's that we use communication is open and it's not safety is provided. If we were truly going to have it the same, but we decided to take that out so that we're as short as possible and you can't do communication opened and parents are involved, that doesn't work. So I'm okay that it's not totally.
Well, I feel the same way. We talked about that. And
grammatically, this has some problems.
I
know that, but it's not meant to be grammatically correct. It's meant to be.
There is no. We have no period at the end.
And if you want to see what this means, your next step is go to the belief statements.
Right.
That's the whole point. Is this is a vision statement that's succinct and hopefully more memorable than trying to go through five belief statements that I cannot remember. I can remember tracks. I may not remember all the things that stand for, but if I can go training, achievement, communication,
safety,
if I can do that,
you can
then remember. I'm going to be closer to being able to remember our goals than saying,
where are they posted?
Does somebody remember? Anybody remember what number one is? I don't have a clue. Well, it's T. It's training. And what do you mean by training? Well, and then we think, I've got a little statement here for it. I'm going to ensure that teachers and administrators are highly trained. Well, what does that mean? Well, go to the belief statement.
Well, your two English people went through all of that when we were on the working session, and I think that time decided that, you know, there were just some things that we would have to live with, and that was it.
Yes. I'm okay.
So I think that Ann and I have the final say.
Well, when you two start talking, I'm like, I completely lose track of what they're even saying. So
tracks of what we're saying.
Yeah.
So do you feel we're at a point where we can then put this on for an action item on our December 10th meeting?
And if anyone wants to read more about professional learning communities, I have the book that I was assigned at our leadership, and it's excellent, and it refers to, you know, the training. It takes the training that all of our teachers have received at their schools about PLCs, and I know the middle school's done that a whole bunch.
and it does take it on a district level, and what should board members do so that we're a professional learning community. So if anybody wants to borrow my book on that, you're welcome.
What's the name of that again? Every Student, Every Classroom or something?
Yeah, Every Student, Every Classroom, Every Time or something like that. And it's an excellent book.
We'll get a copy because I believe you're the only one that
And Jim bought his own, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so three of you, we can have one.
Everyone else had these little tiny books to read. And I had
pictures.
Yeah, but you're an English major.
I know,
yeah,
so I read it. Yeah. It's fine, that's right.
Just basically could order.
But truly, I believe that we have to function as a professional learning community. If that's what the expectation is for our schools, we better be setting that example, and we better be learning and having those expectations that we plan together. We decide what we want our results to be, and we aren't going to have a common assessment, but in some ways we do have common assessments. And then we're going to be able to look at it and see if we've achieved our goals and what we need to do. So I think it's excellent for us to, you know, basically model the behavior that we are expecting.
When?
I really enjoyed, as I read that, this one statement just jumped out of me. You know, when it talked about professional learning, it says, it's collaboration, not competition.
Right.
I thought that was such a neat statement.
Well, and my favorite is the next one, create an atmosphere of trust. Yeah. And we know that that's something that we have to always work on. Is that trust, and how do we get it with people in their school and then everyone in the schools with the district office? And that's something that we'll always have to work on.
I like the statement too in there. It talked about, you know, how do you sustain this culture, and it said it listed three things. So that you got to celebrate success, renewal of professional motivation, and reaffirm that you're making a difference in student success. You know, as I think as you concentrate on those things, we can continue to move forward and get everyone on board. So,
I like number three especially because everything we do
is about student success. Yeah.
All right, I think they're fantastic. I love it. I can't wait till we get a new logo and new letterhead, and it's going to be exciting. So we're working on that as well with Shanna Longhurst, our foundation director. She's helping us with coming up with a new logo, so that's going to be exciting as well. All right, so we, seeing no other discussion on the vision statement, we will put those on our consent calendar for December and look forward to moving on with that. So thank you very much, James Blair, for leading us through that discussion and for getting them to where they are.
Thank you, everybody on the board, for participating.
Yes, for Anne and Connie being our English people, and Lynn and Christy just...
What I appreciate is Jim's work, knowing that he's going to throw his work out in front of us and that everyone's going to bite it somewhere.
Just
you know?
That's collaboration.
Yeah, I know.
It's not competition, it's collaboration. No, it's what is it? What did you say?
Collaboration, Wayne? Not competition.
Collaboration, yeah. Not competition.
If we were worried about competition, I would have got off the board, but I had a chance.
All right. We are now on to item number 2, which is our closed session. And I would like to have a motion to go into closed session to discuss collective bargaining. I need a motion, please.
I'd so move.
I'll second it.
Motion's made by Connie Morgan, seconded by Lynn Hobbs. I need a voice vote. Lynn?
Yes.
Connie?
Yes.
Anne?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Christy? Yes. We will now go into closed session.
Question, will there be action taken on what we're discussing?
There will
here?
Be no there, action in
yes,
closed session.
Yes, there will.
That's
there will.
Why we're
there,
doing it now.
When we get back, there will be action on what we talk about in yes. their
But
in
not any action session. While we're in closed session.
Right, right. That's what I meant.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so you
and
may want
is,
to stay.
It is now 5:50.
It should not be very long.
And we're
just
going to
go in.
We're going to go to Marshall's office.
Well, so let's just go next door.
Yeah.
We're
going to
go
yeah.
next door.
Could we just
yeah.
go next door?
I think we should just go next door.
Wait a minute, just going next door.